There is no one quite so blind as he who refuses to see. Did you know that it is possible to have eyes but have not the power to see? This truth becomes more evident when we consider the case of the man born blind, whom Jesus healed. The old prophet Isaiah had predicted that Christ would heal blind people. Isaiah wrote in chapter 35 and verse 5, that the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Jesus had healed other blind men before healing the one born that way. Matthew tells us about two blind men who were following Jesus. As Jesus passed on from a certain place, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he arrived at the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame through all of that district. Matthew 9:27-31. Matthew also tells us about two other blind men who were healed by Jesus. As they went out of the city of Jericho, a great crowd followed Jesus and his disciples. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and followed him. Matthew 20:29-34. In the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 1, we read about the man born blind. He lived in the city of Jerusalem, or close by, because it was in Jerusalem that he sat begging. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Jesus' disciples wondered whether the man had sinned, or perhaps one of his parents. Jesus answered them, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground. He made mud with the saliva. And then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." And so the man went and washed, and he came back, seeing. John 9:3-7. This blind man obeyed the instructions of the Lord Jesus, and he came back seeing. This man knew the way to the pool of Siloam. He probably knew exactly how many steps to take from where he was. He had been blind from birth. He had learned to cope with his infirmity. He had had no other choice. This was all he knew. People with infirmities such as this make accommodations, do they not? They make accommodation in order to get by in life. Human beings are remarkably versatile. Since he was a beggar, the blind man probably sat at the same place every day asking for alms from the people that would pass by. He would have been familiar with the place. He would have known how many steps from there to another place. Can you imagine how he felt when he washed away the mud from his eyes and then opened his eyes? He came back seeing, and seeing for the first time, seeing the road that he traveled for the first time. He made his way back to the place where he had sat begging, no doubt looking for the man who had made the mud. But Jesus had already departed. The neighbors and those who had seen him as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." But others said, "No, it is just like him." But he kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." John 9, verses 8 through 12. Well, the man's neighbors decided that they should take the man to the Pharisees to show them this great miracle. The Pharisees asked the man for the details of how his eyes were open. The man told them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Well, it happened to be a Sabbath day when Jesus did this miracle. That prompted some of the Pharisees to conclude that Jesus had to be a sinner because he did not keep the Sabbath day. They were thinking that surely opening this man's eyes had to be work. And indeed, Jesus called it work, did he not? He said, "I must be about my Father's business here. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work." And it was against the law, you see, to work on the Sabbath day. Therefore, Jesus must be a sinner, the Pharisees concluded. But Jesus had justified his actions this way: "I must work the works of him that sent me," the one, by the way, who had given the Sabbath law. "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus felt compelled to snatch the opportunity to heal this blind man when the opportunity had presented itself. As Jesus had said on another occasion, he was the Lord of the Sabbath. As long as he was in the world, he was the light of the world, and he could give light to this man so that he could see. But you know, the Pharisees themselves made exceptions to the work rules that they had made concerning the Sabbath. That's right. For instance, if one of their oxen was trapped in a ditch, they permitted themselves the option of pulling that ox from the ditch on the Sabbath day. In their view, here was an exception to the Sabbath day rule. They did what they needed to do with the oxen as the opportunity, you see, presented itself. Jesus had pointed out to them that a man is worth more than an ox. Well, back in John chapter 9, there were some Pharisees there who could not accept that conclusion that Jesus was a sinner. Other Pharisees among them said, "Well, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them, says John chapter 9, verse 16. Some of them believed Jesus to be a sinner, but others of them could not accept that conclusion. Many of the Pharisees believed that Jesus came from God. A Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus had once come to Jesus at night and admitted to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." John 3, verse 2. Jesus had predicted that people would be divided over him, and indeed they were. Jesus had said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whosoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Matthew 10:34-39. And so these Pharisees were divided in their opinion of Jesus. Finally, they asked the blind man what he thought about Jesus. Well, the blind man replied, "He is a prophet." Well, several of the people who had heard and seen the miracles of Jesus thought that he was a prophet. But these religious Pharisees had a hard time accepting that conclusion. The Pharisees' Sabbath day argument was only an excuse for the Pharisees to disbelieve in Jesus. They could see, okay, but they were blind. The Pharisees were not getting anywhere with this conversation with the blind man, or that is, the man who was once blind. So they decided to introduce the man to those higher in the government. John calls them simply the Jews. These were the chief priests. These were the officials in the government. Many of them were Sadducees. John wrote, "The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight. And they asked them, 'Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?' His parents answered, 'We know that this is our son, and we know that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself.'" And then John adds this: "His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, 'He is of age, ask him.'" John 9:18-23. And so for the second time these Jews called the man in again, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." Well, the healed one responded, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." Well, they said to him, "What did he do? How did he open your eyes?" And the man answered, "I have already told you, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." Well, the man answered, "Why, this is amazing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes? We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." John 9:24-33. And so this blind man preached to these Sadducees. The man who was born blind could see clearly that Jesus was from God. Those religious leaders who could see with their eyes, nevertheless, were blind. Friends, do you believe that Jesus is from God? Then why don't you obey him? Why aren't you seeking to know more about him? Why are you waiting to find out more about Jesus?